Hey guys, I am back. This is my review for Married to Medicine. I know I owe you the Real Housewives Potomac review. Look, I'll get to it. I just haven't been in the mood to really deal with that show. But anyway, this week's episode of Married to Medicine is the wedding episode. So finally, Dr. Gregory and Letitia, or Latricia, aka Sweet Tea, they're getting married. So before we go down the aisle, we got to, you know, do a little montage of what everybody else is doing and all that good stuff. And then we see Heavenly and Dr. Jackie going over to Phaedra's house. It's their first time being at Phaedra's home. And I don't know what Heavenly ran over. I guess Heavenly was, I don't know, she must have hit something, ran over something in the as they're going through the driveway. Jackie was like, are you messing up this lady's property already? And she was like, girl, I don't know. It was funny. You know, we can see the comedy and the shade is getting ready to happen. Now, when Phaedra opens the door, she got her, you know, she has a little dog. And I forgot that Jackie was afraid of dogs. So she's, you know, acting, you know, like, you need to do something with that dog. Get away from me. Now, I really want to know, are we going to see this butler again? But of course not. You know, that was a stunt and a show, something that Phaedra is known for. They get in the house. Heavenly was like, well, I'm going to take off my shoes in the foyer here. I don't want to mess up your floors. I love that. Look, I don't want folks messing up my nice hardwood floors either. So she asked for some socks or house shoes, something, you know, to cover their feet. So Phaedra goes downstairs to get something for, you know, get some house, you know, house slippers for them. In the meantime, we look at the decor, all right? And Jackie's, you know, she don't like it. She, and her phrase was, well, you know, I'm a minimalist. It's a lot going on. Heavenly was going up for it. She loved it. And looking at Heavenly's house, you can see that she would like Phaedra's house. It has a lot going on. There's, I don't know if there is a central theme, but I do know is that there's a lot going on. I do know that she got stuff, all kinds of stuff, all, you know, she just got a lot of stuff. So they get in the kitchen and Jackie just starts off right away. She need to understand some things. She was like, Phaedra, why would you invite, no, she said, why would you bring Quad to Sweet Tea's bachelorette party? Now, Phaedra's trying, you know, she's a little bit of a wordsmith and she likes to duck and dodge when it comes to giving answers. So her response was, well, I really didn't bring her, but I did send her a text. I did invite her, and she decided to come. Now, they also do a flashback, and we can see that Phaedra and Quad had already been talking and scheming together about this whole bachelorette party and her making her appearance. I said, okay. So, you know, and then Phaedra goes on to say, well, you know, because, you know, Quad is you guys' friends, and I'm trying to get Sweet Tea acclimated with the group, but it's a little difficult, so I just wanted her to feel comfortable around you guys, including Quad and all of that. Girl, she was just BSing around. That's all that response was. Even Heavenly said, girl, you gonna go with that? That's the response you gonna give? Phaedra's like, well, yeah, but that's the truth. All right, we're going to let you live with that response because that's what you're trying to go with. And in the confessional, Heavenly goes, I don't trust her. She's full of crap. She knows she was just trying to be messy. Ain't no way in the world that she should have mentioned anything about a bachelorette party, this girl's bachelorette party. It just makes no sense. What it did was showcase drama. And the drama wasn't even what I think was planned or they thought was going to happen. Which would have been Sweet Tea versus Quad. It didn't even happen like that. It was Toya versus Quad. Well, actually, it was just Toya going off because Quad didn't really give Toya anything. She was like, okay, I'll leave. You know, that was it. So meanwhile, we get over to some Dr. Simone's house in Cecil. And Miles, who was their oldest son, I think he's 24, and he is still in undergrad. And Simone needs to know, when is the end in sight? When are you graduating? What is your five-year plan? What do you mean you getting all C's in school? What is happening here? Because I need to understand. I'm ready to get ready to look to retire. And you need to be leaving my household. You need to be on your own with your career and all of that. Simone's, I agree with Simone. I really, really do. Cecil, on the other hand, is like, well, let him take his time. You know, what's wrong with having a little generational wealth? And we can take care of him. It's no big deal. It is a big deal, Cecil. This young man needs to have drive and ambition to want to do things on his own. Now, look, he says he's a film major. Okay, great. Cecil thinks that he should go and work and get some real life experiences. Now, granted, I agree with that, but I still think he needs to be finishing up school. And you would think while he's in school that he would do an internship. Because if he's supposedly he said he might be graduating next May, which would mean that he's in his last year. This is his last semester, right? So if he's coming out next May, May of 2024, all right. So and he's a senior, right? I don't know. He needs to be doing an internship. He needs to be showcasing that he is serious about his schooling as well as his career. And right now, Simone is not seeing he's serious. She said, we're going to give you 1 year. In reality, I think that even after a year's time, if he hasn't graduated, she ain't going to put him out. She ain't going to make him throw out. You know, I don't even know if he has the skill set to live on his own. Like, would he know how to go about getting a job and paying bills? Would he even know how to do that on his own? I don't even think he would. I don't think he has a concept of that. Like, this is what it means to pay bills. I don't think he has any kind of concept of, okay, I get this amount of income in my household, therefore I have to pay these amount of bills. I don't think he knows anything about that. But anyway, that's over there in Simone's household. So then let's see what else we got going on. So we see Sweetie and Gregory, they at the venue to do wedding rehearsal. But before they do the wedding rehearsal, they want to talk a little bit about the bachelor and the bachelorette party and all of that. And Sweet T was like, well, you know, Phaedra invited, you know, Quad was there. And Greg was like, why? Greg was like, for what? Why would she be there? Like, what sense does it make? And I mean, the only reason is for dramatics. It's for the show. That's the only, other than that, Quad didn't really care about going to this woman's bachelorette party. It was not even in her rearview mirror things to do. So she was just, and Sweetie's going on about being stressed and how, you know, the party was a little, it just was stressful, it was a little overwhelming and, you know, having to pay extra, you know, finding out while at the party from the wedding planner, Johnny, you know, remember Johnny from when he sued Candy and Phaedra was his attorney? That's the Johnny who's the wedding planner. So anyway, she was like, yeah, you know, this extra money because of the location move and whatever. And, you know, Gregory was like, look, I'll pay the extra money. You know, I just want this day to just be nice and we enjoy ourselves and just be happy. So you don't have to worry about that. I'll take care of all of that. So that's a cool thing. So we meet some of the family at the rehearsal. We also find out some interesting facts here. The fact of the matter is the mom is 5 years younger than Gregory. I don't know how old the dad is, but the mom is 5 years younger. We also find out that the mom wasn't in favor of Gregory at first because of the age difference. And once she came around and decided, you know, okay, they seem to be in love. She likes the way what she can tell how he treats her daughter. So she became okay with it and gave her a blessing, I guess, and all that good stuff. So her family just seems very happy. They're all excited. Sweet T's excited. She was happy to see them. I think the thing with Sweet T is I'm finally around my people because I'm here in Atlanta. My family's not here. And this is hard on me. I'm around these people who don't even like me. I'm filming this show. I'm sure this wedding was pushed up for the sake of Bravo. And, you know, it's a lot. So she's, you know, glad to be around people that she can trust and feel good about. Okay, so we had that going on. What else? So we see Eugene and Toya. And it's her birthday. So this is the day of the wedding. It is Toya's birthday. So her youngest son is in Orlando. So I think he's in Orlando or Miami. He's at a band event, whatever the case may be. And she's a little miffed that he didn't call her for her birthday just yet. So she's a little in her feelings. But she said, but I understand because a bunch of girls down there, so probably I'm not on his mind first and foremost. Probably not. So Eugene and the oldest son fixed breakfast for Toya and breakfast in bed. And, you know, they're, you know, she's happy, you know, and all that kind of good stuff. So, and excited about going to, you know, she seems happy about going to the wedding. You know, she seems to be at ease about doing that. Let's see what else going on. We didn't really get much with Heavenly other than, I mean, her family, because we know it was Allura's prom. Okay, that was it. So it's Allura's prom. They didn't show a lot of it. They just showed like a quick snippet of, you know, Allura taking pictures and everything, and Heavenly making a joke, but not making a joke about make sure you keep, you know, stay a lady, if you know what I mean. So that's they left. So they left there literally after the whole prom situation, and now they're heading out, and we see everybody's heading towards the wedding. And so everybody's having their various conversations in their car. So with Simone and Cecil, was it Simone and Cecil? Well, Simone and Cecil was just talking about how they're so happy to see that, you know, Greg is really happy and he hasn't been this happy in a very long time. And then Cecil gonna say, you know, I wonder what Quad's gonna wear to the wedding, you know, being shady, but funny at the same time. Jackie's husband is in the Dominican Republic on a project. I don't know what project is he working on, but he managed to be there for the bachelor party. He was certainly there for that, but not his child. Okay, Curtis. All right, whatever. Then you got Toya and Eugene, and they're like, again, very happy for Greg. Gregory, you know, he's found someone that makes him happy, and they compare it to, you know, the situation with him and Quad. And it was like, they didn't even have sex for like 3 years. And again, Quad was not attracted to him at all. I keep telling y'all, Quad did not care for Gregory like that. I think he was a means to an end. And she turned out great on the other end of the business. But as far as being intimate, she had no interest in that with that man. None whatsoever. So, but everybody looked nice. I will say this, they have stepped it up. They all look nice. I said, okay. Now, I really wasn't feeling Jackie's black dress she had on. I mean, it was all right. Okay, it was just all right. It wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. But the cuts and I just didn't like it. I didn't care for it. But anyway, so everybody's in there. And then Phaedra comes in. And she has on a nice, you know, peach, looked like a peach dress. I don't know if it was peach or it was orange. Off the shoulder type thing going on, or one shoulder out. And she starts shading the program. She's like, oh, wow, this looks really so much like a obituary, the way it's, you know, laid out. And she said, it's really different. And her and Cecil going back and forth, he was like, yeah, this does look like an obituary. I was like, oh my God, Phaedra, you should have been disinvited. Okay. Not for just obviously it's the day of the wedding. So she wouldn't, you know, Sweet Tea wouldn't be able to hear what you're saying. But the fact of the matter that you brought Quad or invited Quad should have got you a non-invite immediately. But that's neither here nor there. And Gregory earlier had even called Phaedra to ask her, why would you do that? Like, what was the purpose of that and stuff like that? And, you know, Phaedra really didn't answer the question. And she told him, she said, but I am in Sweet Tea's corner. I'm there for her. She ain't got nothing to worry about. Okay, Gregory. I mean, okay. So we see contestant Scott, you know, they were there. Simone was like, I invited you to the bachelorette party, but I'm certain that contestant didn't want to be nowhere near Heavenly. I'm certain that was the reason why she didn't go. So anyway, everybody's getting in there, and it looks like Heavenly and Damon, they get there at the same time as Toya and Eugene. However, like they were in line together to get checked off to get into the event, and their name is not on the list. And Heavenly was like, well, I mean, I was just at the bachelorette party. I'm certain my name is on the list. And they called for Johnny, who, you know, to come down and confirm, yeah, your name is not on the list. Meanwhile, Eugene was like, look, that ain't our problem. That's a you problem. Come on, Toya. Let's go in here and sit down. Which that would have been me. Like, child, I ain't gonna be late to see the wedding because Heavenly got disinvited. Damon was not understanding what was going on. Damon was like confused because him and Gregory are really cool. So for him to not be on the invite list, like, it really had nothing to do with Damon. It was all about Heavenly. So we didn't see exactly how they managed to get Heavenly and Damon in there, but they did come in. Everybody's laughing. Well, the crew, they all laughing. I mean, because like, if you were not on the invite list and then the wedding planner tells you that you were removed from the invite list, I would have removed myself from the event. I'm like, oh, I gotta go. You know, so of course, you know, somehow production got them in there because child. And then at the once they said they vows and everything, and Sweet Tea's dress looked all right, but people saw them coming in. Some of the bridesmaids looking, they rolling their eyes. Because remember, at the bachelorette party, it was the maid of honor who was sitting there looking like, oh, as Heavenly run him out. Again, I didn't disagree with Heavenly. I felt like what she said was factual. I think that she made very good points. But again, you have to know and be aware of people around you when you're speaking. You are around people that are truly friends to Sweet Tea. They really are. They're not coworkers. They are her true friends. You're sitting up here bashing the whole wedding, talking about they don't communicate. I mean, you're saying things that you could have got away with just in your friend circle. But these other ladies, you don't know them. And they are her friends and you're bashing. So, of course, you know, we find out that, you know, Jasmine, I think they think's her name, went back and told Sweet Tea exactly what was stated. So Sweet Tea really thought she was doing something when she disinvited Heavenly. Was it embarrassing? Yes. Was it effective? No, because Heavenly still got in. I don't think Sweet Tea understands the power of production and Bravo. I think she understands that, you know, because she was kind of pissed off that she saw. I don't think, Sweet Tea realized like, okay, yeah, you disinvited her. Doesn't mean that production's not going to have her there. So she learned a lesson that day in reality TV. All right, we get to the reception. And again, it was kind of awkward to have Heavenly sitting around. And then she had the audacity to go and hug Sweet Tea. Sweet Tea was like, girl, if you don't go head on somewhere else, I am not here for you. Again, I don't blame her. I don't blame Heavenly said, well, I didn't do anything wrong. See, Heavenly has a habit of running her mouth, not thinking about what she's saying. And then when she doesn't even realize, like, girl, you set up then you talk negatively about them getting married and you wonder why you were disinvited. You weren't even for the wedding. And again, you have to know the company that you're keeping. When you're in a room full of people that you do not know, be careful what you say. Anyway, what else happened at the reception? That pretty much was it. That was the whole thing. That was the wedding. We're going to see. I guess they're going to clash next week. We'll see Sweet Tea and Heavenly going back and forth, getting into it, all that good stuff. That's all I got for this review. I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.